Welcome to the Wingman Nation Men's Moment Podcast, a weekly podcast where we share tips on being a better husband, father, and a more godly man. Hey, this is John Delaney, Director of Operations at Wingman Nation. Thanks for joining us today. Please let your friends know that this podcast is available at wingmannation.com and at all the major podcast platforms like Apple, Pandora, Spotify, Google, and more. This week we'll be completing our look at the Ten Commandments. Let's remember, we're not looking at them from a thou shalt not point of view, but a should do point of view. You know, last week we looked at commandments 1 through 4, which deal with our relationships with God. Today we'll be covering commandments 5 through 10, which deal with our relationships with others. We're glad you're here today. Now join me along with Wingman Nation co-founders, Randy Ferreira and Pastor Jay Dennis. Here we go. Hello, Wingman Nation. John Delaney, Director of Operations, here with co-founders of Wingman Nation, Randy Ferreira and Pastor Jay Dennis. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Morning, John.
And we have some workers outside. They should have a day off today, I think. a day of rest. Well, welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment podcast. So last week, we took a look at the first four of the Ten Commandments and how they make an application to your present day life. Today, we're going to focus on the remaining six commandments and how they apply to your life. So, gentlemen, take it away.
All right.
Thank you, John. This is Randy. Last week, as you said, we looked at the first four, but in general, we're talking about the Ten Commandments. And you know, we took four last week. We're going to take six this week. And it's interesting, the first four commandments, which I never really thought through on this until we started looking into this, but it relates to our relationship directly with God in the first four commandments. The next six commandments address our relationship with others, which is very interesting. And the order of the Ten Commandments, four and six, is very important. Yeah. The message is, in the first four, when our relationship is correct or right with God, then we have the best opportunity to get our relationships right with others.
Amen. That's great, yeah.
And it's very interesting. So following the first four commandments gives us a desire to follow the next six commandments, interestingly enough. So let's quick review of the first four. One, put God first every day. Two, allow God to be as big as he is. Three, give God and the things of God the utmost respect. And four, keep God's maintenance schedule. And we've kind of put those in our own terms and paraphrased those for a more modern feel towards the first four commandments, which we will also do that today. So the next six commandments, Jay, take it away on number five.
All right. Number five is listen to your parents, and parents be worth listening to. Exodus 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And there are two dimensions to this commandment. There is a word to parents. There's a word to children. Parents are to protect, provide for, discipline, instruct, affirm, and spend time with their children. Children, however, are to honor their parents by respecting them, being considerate towards them, expressing gratefulness and love to them, and, yes, listening to them. Children are to obey their parents, not because their parents are always right, but because doing that is the right thing to do. That's what God wants us to know. Those who follow this commandment live happier and more fulfilled lives, God promises. So listen to your parents, and parents, be worth listening to.
Yes. Number six, we're calling number six, love life.
Yes.
And that's based on the Exodus 20:13, you shall not murder, thou shalt not murder.
Yes.
So guys, life is sacred, and God authored life and places the highest value on it. From the womb to the grave, we are to treat people with dignity, respect, mm-hmm. and honor.
That's right.
We must cherish life, defend it if necessary. This also means protecting life and taking care of our own life, not intentionally allowing those things into your body or your mind that are harmful.
Right.
Praise God for each breath we take each day.
That's right.
He has given us and given you to glorify Him and positively influence others by the life we're living. So,
absolutely.
Love life.
You know, life is sacred, and that's why we are so strongly pro-life, from the womb to the tomb, that we believe that life begins at conception. And we encourage you to pray for this issue of abortion in our land. Pray that there would be a great conviction among people that this is sinful, that this is wrong. But I also want to hold out this grace and say, if you have had an abortion or you are responsible for an abortion, there is grace and there is forgiveness and there is mercy at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
And we all must remember that. Well, number seven is have safe sex. Exodus 20, verse 14.
Wow, that's an interesting commandment.
You shall not commit adultery. So let's define safe sex. Safe sex is sex between a man and a woman who are married to each other. That is a simple definition. God has placed marriage as the boundary around sex. If you are married, that means you are to be faithful to your spouse and will consistently fulfill the physical and emotional needs of your husband or wife. Adultery is sex outside of marriage or sex with someone other than your spouse. This commandment includes any type of sexual sin, such as adultery, homosexuality, pornography, it's our sex before marriage. God Himself is the author of sex, and He designed it to give married people maximum pleasure and a way of creating new life. In fact, God is so pro-sex, He wrote an entire book in the Old Testament just about that.
Greatest book in the Bible.
Exactly.
In the Song spoken of Solomon. From a man.
Exactly. Spoken from a man. Just remember, number seven.
Yes. Okay? Yeah.
I think every man should bookmark this part of the podcast and call their wife.
Yes.
Honey, you have to hear this.
Exactly.
This is biblical.
Yes.
Okay.
Never use sex as a weapon or a reward.
Yeah, true.
It's the words of the wise.
That's right. And number eight, we're calling this one be radically honest. And that's, of course, from Exodus 20:15. You shall not steal. At the heart of this commandment is a warning, guys, concerning a self-centered, me-first attitude.
Yeah.
You know, stealing is secretly taking from someone that which does not belong to you. There are several ways this command can be broken. In addition, you can steal by dishonesty, cheating, deception, false advertising, and overcharging. You can steal from your employer by stealing time. There's lots of definitions. Calling in sick when you're really not.
Right.
Not doing a day's work for a day's pay. You know, and by coming in late or leaving early. Sounds like small things, but it's not.
Right.
You can steal someone's reputation because of jealousy, rumors, or allowing an untruth about someone to go unchallenged. You can steal when you don't pay back what you owe somebody. You can steal someone's joy and enthusiasm through criticism and negativity.
Wow.
It's a big, big, big commandment that you just don't think of all those items. You can steal from God by not giving your tithe.
That's
boom.
Right. Yes.
And Malachi 3:8-10, it talks about, will a man rob God? Yet you were robbing God, me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
Oh, wow.
God wants us to be generous givers not selfish takers.
Amen. That's good stuff.
Do not steal.
Good stuff.
Gentlemen, has God ever failed you all when you have tithed?
No.
Never.
Never.
No. Cannot give.
You cannot
give him. Yeah.
And it's the only time in the Bible where he asks us, invites us to test him.
Right.
To put him to the test. And it has to do with our money. So good word. Number 9, stay married to the truth. Exodus 20:16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. God is commanding us to live the truth and always tell the truth. Lying is never, ever acceptable to our God, who cannot lie. We have a God who cannot lie. When you seek truth, it always leads you back to two eternally significant realities, Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Satan, the father of lies, is the source of every lie, yet every person has the choice to tell the truth or to lie. Yeah. Satan cannot make us lie, only encourage it. Lying leads to bondage, and truth acted upon brings freedom. God's truth is absolute, not relative. It is truth for all times, for all generations, for all cultures, and for all eternity. You know, it just gets all over me when I hear someone say, well, that's your truth, but this is my truth.
Yeah.
No, we don't have a right to that. No. It's God's truth.
That's right. It's always.
Black and white.
It is.
No gray area.
And now we go to number 10, the final one. Be thankful for what you have instead of wanting what you don't have.
Yeah.
And that is based on Exodus 20:17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. You know, we need to choose contentment, guys. It is a choice, not a feeling. Covetousness focuses on something someone else has that you don't have, but you want it.
Yeah.
You want it so much that you wish you had it and they didn't.
Yeah.
The word covet means grasping for more, always wanting more and more, because just more is never enough. Contentment is focusing on what we have, being grateful for it, and expressing that to God, always being grateful. So begin every day thanking God for what we have and his blessings in our life. Don't take God for granted. Cease complaining about what we have or don't have.
Yeah.
Always thank him for what could have happened to you that didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when we get to heaven, I can't wait to see all the things that could have happened to us, but God prevented that. And we'll get to see that.
Yes. So implementing these 10 commandments, guys, will bring great freedom to our lives. A standard piano has 88 keys. Within those keys, there is much freedom to create new music.
Mm.
Think about that. These 10 commandments are just like those keys. As you stay within them, you will experience God's greatest blessings.
Amen.
Yeah.
And freedom and health and peace
and
joy. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to our podcast. Check out our ministry by going to wingmannation.com. Until next time.
Wingman out.
Thanks for joining us for the Wingman Nation Men's Moment Podcast. Next week, our podcast is called Be Awake. It features the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Don't miss it. If you want to connect with Wingman Nation, visit us at wingmannation.com.